Why, by all nations' gospel publishers. On earth they say, laid aside by illness. In heaven they say, called aside for stillness. Why am I suffering this sickness? This is the question we so often ask when sickness comes, or when an accident happens, or trouble comes. God says, stop and know that I am God. Psalms 46 verse 10. In the activities of our busy lives we rarely give God an opportunity to speak to us. Our lives become so full that there is no place for God. In an hour of loneliness and trouble God spoke to Jacob. He woke up and said, the Lord is here. He is in this place, and I didn't know it. Genesis 28 verse 16. In the time of distress and suffering God is present to speak to us. Sickness may be God's discipline to us. Happy is the man whom God corrects. Do not resent it when he rebukes you. Job 5 verse 17. And this small and temporary trouble we suffer will bring us a tremendous and eternal glory, much greater than the trouble. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17. So we are told to consider ourselves fortunate when all kinds of trials come our way, or trouble. James 1 verse 2. Even in my suffering I was comforted because your promise gave me life. Psalms 119 verse 50. I am filled with trouble and anxiety, but your commandments bring me joy. Psalms 119 verse 143. Sickness provides an opportunity to see God's power at work. When disciples of Jesus asked about a man's blindness, "Teacher, whose sin caused him to be born blind? Was it his own or his parents' sin?" Jesus answered, "His blindness has nothing to do with his sins or his parents' sins. He is blind so that God's power might be seen at work in him." John 9 verse 2-3. So then, this very sickness or trial provides an opportunity to see how God answers prayer. All of God's promises are true. We can come to God in prayer. He is our helper and friend. He hears our cry and can give us his help. All he asks is that we believe. Everything is possible for the person who has faith. Mark 9 verse 23. What, then, is God's will for me in this sickness? Make sure of a right relationship with God. Confess and put away all sin. But if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our wrongdoing. 1 John 1 verse 9. Find peace with God in knowing your sins are forgiven. Now that we have been put right with God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Rom. 5 verse 1. Have peace of mind. Peace is what I leave with you, it is my own peace that I gave you. I do not give it as the world does. Do not be worried and upset, do not be afraid. John 14 verse 27. You can pray to God in your hour of need. He says, call to me when trouble comes, I will save you, and you will praise me. Psalms 50 verse 15. Let us have confidence, then, and approach God's throne, where there is grace. There we will receive mercy and find grace to help us just when we need it. Hebrews 4 verse 16. You can rely on God's promises that never fail. He has said, I will never leave you, I will never abandon you. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Do not be afraid, I will save you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through deep waters, I will be with you, your troubles will not overwhelm you. The hard trials that come will not hurt you. Isaiah 43 verse 1-2. The good man suffers many troubles, but the Lord saves him from them all. Psalms 34 verse 19. Give yourselves to the Lord, trust in him, and he will help you. Psalms 37 verse 5. You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you. Isaiah 26 verse 3. Do not despair, my sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. And they shall never die. No one can snatch them away from me. John 10 verse 27-29. The Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Psalms 23 verse 1-4. Can I ask God to heal me? The Bible encourages us to ask for healing. Large crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the dumb, and many other sick people, whom they placed at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Matthew 15 verse 30. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Psalms 103 verse 3. The work of Jesus showed God's will to heal. Jesus went round visiting all the towns and villages. He taught in the synagogues, preached the good news about the kingdom, and healed people with every kind of disease and sickness. Matthew 9 verse 35. Matthew 4 verse 23-24, Matthew 8 verse 16 to 17, 11 to 5 and Luke 10 verse 9. The suffering and death of Christ provided healing for mankind. But because of our sins he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment he suffered and made whole by the blows he received. Isaiah 53 verse 5. Jesus drove out the evil spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. He did this to make what the prophet Isaiah had said come true. He himself took our sickness and carried away our diseases. Matthew 8 verse 16 to 17. His resurrection means that he is a living Savior, able to continue his healing ministry. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 8. Jesus Christ makes you well. Acts 9 verse 34, Acts 3 verse 16 and Acts 5 verse 16. Everything is possible for the person who has faith. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.